AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Iran says the Strait of Hormuz is now fully open to commercial vessels as Israel's ceasefire with Hezbollah appears to be holding. Sagar Magani has more.
At U.S. Central Command,
we'll see what this looks like going forward, but I think we should all remain optimistic.
Admiral Brad Cooper says the military will work to clear mines from the strait, but gave no details.
It's a mission that we've undertaken.
The CENTCOM chief spoke hours after Iran announced the strait's reopening. President Trump responded by saying the U.S. will keep blocking Iranian ports and ships until there's a deal to end the war. Tehran says that violates a ceasefire and it will take reciprocal measures. For now, Cooper says the military has eyes on every Iranian port and ship.
We're able to sustain this as long as necessary.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, Jeffrey Schaefer reports from Paris. Other nations reliant on oil and other products that flow through the Strait of Hormuz are discussing how safety might be guaranteed.
France and the UK are leading efforts to set up an international mission aimed at restoring freedom of navigation in the waterway. But that mission would only move forward if security improves. In other words, when there is a lasting ceasefire. Officials stress it would be strictly defensive and limited to non-belligerent countries.
Congress has approved the renewal of a surveillance program, but just until April 30th, after a five-year renewal failed in a late-night House vote. The program permits national security agencies to collect and analyze overseas communications without a warrant. And White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles has met with Anthropic CEO Dario Amodei to discuss the company's new AI model, Mythos. Today's meeting comes amid tensions between the Trump administration and Anthropic over federal use of its technology. Anthropic has limited Mythos' use due to its ability to surpass human cybersecurity experts in finding vulnerabilities. This is AP News. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Oil prices dropped back to where they were in the early days of the Iran war, and stocks raced to another record on Wall Street. The S&P 500 jumped 1.2% Friday. That came after Iran said the Strait of Hormuz is open again for tankers carrying crude out of the Persian Gulf. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 868 points. That's about 1.8%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 1.5%. A freer flow of oil from the Gulf could take pressures off prices not only for gas, but also for groceries and all kinds of other products. Brent crude fell 9% to settle at a little over $90 a barrel. Brent was trading at about $70 a barrel before the war started. Seth Sutel, New York.
Gasoline prices remain above $4 per gallon, but AAA says the national average has eased to just under $4.08. There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.